Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Who is the mystery man with existing contractual obligations? Could it be Roy Descahill?
Well, yes, this is the dragged out saga of who will be the next Ireland football manager continues. It's reported this morning that FAI officials met with Roy Keane three times about the vacancy, but the Irish Daily Mail kind of pour water on whether it could still happen because they say there was a variance of views on the financial package discussed. So, now, I personally think if Roy Keane came in, it would pull in a lot of extra commercial money. But strong support remains for John O'Shea, who acted as interim manager for the two friendly games last week. And a lot of that support is coming from within the squad. After yesterday's lengthy board meeting, the FAI president, Paul Cook, said they have narrowed down the process. The new manager will be named next month. But it is dragging on to a level that's becoming a bit ridiculous. What about the FAI CEO, Jonathan Hill? There had been speculation about him surviving the board meeting, but he did. Gavin Comiskey in the Irish Times today says Hill survived the four-hour meeting on two counts. Firstly, directors couldn't muster enough support to remove him. But secondly, the cost of buying out the remaining years of his contract could exceed $500,000. So that's another dampener on that. It's dragging on. Eileen Gleeson, meanwhile, this morning names her Irish women's squad for the upcoming games against England and Sweden in the Euro qualifiers. The FAI are keen for the new appointment not to overshadow those games, but the longer it drags out, the more likely it is that it will. In Gaelic games, there was lots of action last night in the under 20 football championship. And Connacht Mayo beat Galway by 4 points, 16 points to 2-9. Roscommon grabbed a late equaliser to draw with Sligo in a low scoring game, 9 points apiece. In Ulster, Tyrone extended their unbeaten run with a 1 point victory over the other highly fancied side there, Derry. It finished Tyrone 13 points, Derry 1-9. Armagh edged out Cavan by 2-9 to 2-7. Monaghan beat the holders down, 1-12 to 13 points. And Donegal were comfortable winners over Fermanagh by 1-13 to 5 points. Meath senior hurlers are searching for a new manager after Saoirse Bulfin confirmed to the county board he'd be stepping down from the post due to personal and family commitments, but his departure comes just 3 weeks before the Royal County begin their Joe McDonagh Cup campaign against Down. In the next hour, we'll be looking ahead to Leitrim's big day in Croke Park at the weekend. On to rugby, and the Irish women's team continue their preparations for Sunday's home game with Italy. The good news is the second row, Sam Monaghan, has been passed fit to play. She missed the opening round defeat away to France because of injury. Now, Michael Corcoran has been talking to the Irish hooker, Niamh Jones, about what they gained from last weekend's game in France.
Yeah, definitely. There's loads of positives we can take from that into this week. And I mean, I think we put in a really good performance, both attack and defence. And we've worked on a few things already this week and we'll fly into Italy.
You must be looking forward to a home game. You know, last week was a bit of a cauldron, as everybody says, but to run out in front of your own fans this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, bringing that home advantage, playing in the RDS. I think it's been 2 years since we've been there, so very excited, and hopefully we'll get a lot of fans there from Ireland and they'll be backing us.
And what are the specific things you will be working on this week?
Yeah, you know, there's lots you can do nowadays with analysis, but can't be giving too much away, you know, can't be telling the Italians what we're up to. But yeah, we've worked on lots of positive things this week.
Is this week a lot about yourselves and maybe a bit about Italy, or how does that all fit into place? Because you're a pretty relatively new group kind of working together.
Yeah, I mean, you got to see what the Italians got to bring, but mainly this week we've worked on ourselves. Like I said, we had lots of positives against the French and we're just going to try and take those into this weekend.
That's Niamh Jones. Now, golf finally, Rory McIlroy and Patrick Harrington tee up in the Houston Open later today. Scottie Scheffler seeking a third PGA victory in a month. And Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow play in the Four Championship in Arizona.